This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Much of the U.S. is still feeling that bitterly cold weather. The National Weather Service's Bob Orovac.
Cold Arctic air that has been entrenched across the middle part of the country is slowly moving eastward, so it looks like the temperatures are going to be well below average today. But relatively dry across the eastern half of the United States. The only precipitation at the moment is some lake effect snow showers.
The parts of the Pacific Northwest are under an ice storm warning. Donald Trump's civil trial resumes this morning in New York.
Former President Donald Trump's defamation trial has started in New York. Trump left the courtroom to campaign in New Hampshire before opening statements. The attorney for columnist E. Jean Carroll accused him of using the world's biggest microphone to destroy Carroll's reputation in 2019. The then president accused her of being a liar. Donald Trump shook his head from side to side in disgust earlier as the judge told would-be jurors another jury had already decided the former president sexually abused Carroll in the 1990s. On his Truth Social platform, Trump wrote, "Carroll's rape allegation was an attempted extortion involving fabricated lies and political shenanigans." In court, the judge told jurors their job was to answer the question, "How much money will it take to get Donald Trump to stop?" I'm Ed Donahue.
Medicine for those hostages Hamas is holding in Gaza is on the way there after Israel and Hamas agreed to a deal mediated by Qatar and France. An explosion at a fireworks factory in Thailand has killed at least 20 people. There are injured people as well, but no word on how many. Not clear yet what caused the blast. Have you ever been hit with an overdraft fee by your bank? The cost when you overdraw your bank account could drop to as little as $3 under a proposal the White House is announcing. It says fees like that are an unnecessary burden on American consumers. This is AP News. Now to the Republican presidential candidates. New Hampshire's primary is coming up. The AP's Shelley Adler.
New Hampshire is next after Donald Trump's big win in Iowa. The dominating victory in Iowa puts new pressure on second-place finisher Ron DeSantis and Nikki Haley, who was third. Political analyst Dante Scala, who teaches at the University of New Hampshire.
What Nikki Haley has to do over the next 7 days is puncture that feeling of inevitability, not just among Trump voters, but among her own voters.
And what about the Florida governor?
The problem for Ron DeSantis right now is that he really hasn't had a message that he's been transmitting to New Hampshire voters now for a good couple of months.
Because DeSantis was so focused on Iowa, the New Hampshire primary is next Tuesday. I'm Shelley Adler.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.